Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I think this officially means football's back, so I'm really great. So it's great to hear your voices.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we are getting fired up. I mean, not only is football back, but the Bears look like they're back. You know, Caleb Williams, I don't know anyone that has any complaints right now. Okay, they started that game with 3-3 and outs, but by the time that he was finished, everybody was kind of oohing and aahing, and there were the big plays to Rome Odunze. He ran for a touchdown. I just think the feel-good is very high right now.
Yeah, so I was in the press box with Dave, and hello, David. And
hey.
We, you know, we walked in, and we're getting settled, and the first quarter was the first quarter, right? It's a preseason game, and the second quarter comes around, and I'm listening to, like, I'm sitting down in the front row of the press box, and I'm listening to some of the Cincinnati people, and all of a sudden, he starts to come alive, and they started oohing and aahing. And I just think that if there are, like, some, you know, internet junkies out there that are going to, like, criticize whatever about Caleb Williams, like, he's really special. And I think it's going to take time. I think it's going to take time for him to learn the nuances of coverages and defenses. But he is incredible, and he's special, and there's nothing more to say than that, in my opinion.
Well, I think that was obvious on Saturday, and I think it's interesting because you have been around the league and talked to some of these great quarterbacks, and it is in Caleb Williams' approach and his demeanor, and I have said the plays – the execution is great. The explanation is even better. When you look at him, you did sit down with him. After those experiences, watching him and talking to him, does a natural comparison come to mind? Does he remind you of somebody that you have dealt with before?
Yeah. I mean, he does remind me of Patrick Mahomes, just in terms of, I think he's kind of an anomaly. I think he's so special that he has the whole package. Like, when you talk with him, it's genuine. He wants to feed the beast. Like, he loves Chicago already. He is kind. He's humble. He loves his teammates. And I have not heard a single thing different than that, David, like, in my time now covering him. And I can go back to Lincoln Riley. I mean, I'm a Sooner. So... Like, I think that Ryan Poles has done an extraordinary job with this roster, and I will say that. If they lose games, I will still say that. Like, I really respect what he and Ian Cunningham and the entire organization have done. But then when you have football conversations, that's where it goes to a different level. Like, so I'm on the field on Saturday, and I'm asking just coaches on the Bears staff, like, I'm just talking to them, and I'm like, okay, so I've got all the intangibles down, but what is it about him? What's special? What's special about his talent? And, like, I get, well, the arm talent is unbelievable. So in the Buffalo game, I had one person tell me that when they played Buffalo in the preseason, and it's just the preseason, so I also have to temper my emotions about what I think about this young man and the potential of the team, really. But it exceeded their expectations, what they put on, how prepared he was. Like, how... Now, he saw the same defensive front that they execute, right? Eric Washington came from Buffalo. Like, they have the same scheme. That's why I think the Bengals was, like, so refreshing, because, you know, they have the base 3-4. They're going to see a base 3-4 with Tennessee in week one. But, like, I think that he genuinely was so prepared and took to heart what they gave him to execute the game plan so well that I think that it kind of made them realize, okay, this guy is incredibly special. The one thing I will say is that I was so incredibly impressed by, I don't know, I'll get your opinion too, but, like, he really, really, really wants to throw the ball, and he's a true quarterback. He dances in the pocket, and his feet just touch and go, right? Like, it's like he's dancing back there. He really wants to figure out where to spray the ball. And I think you're going to see a lot of that. And I think he's got all the talent, credit to Ryan Poles, to do that. And it's really awesome to watch, and it's just the preseason. I don't think I've ever been so excited for a team covering the NFL. I'm trying to go back and think about it. Maybe Andrew Luck with the Colts. Like, it's really cool to see, like, what the Bears' potential is at this point.
Yeah, I think was we talked about, like, moments with the Bears and different, you know, obviously when they got Jay Cutler, you thought, oh, my God, they got the defense, now they got the quarterback. But the reality was they didn't have a lot of the things you need. You know, they were missing a lot of the weaponry, a lot of the kind of understanding of what they wanted to do with him. And then they ended up having to go and get a receiver and spend money on it. They sort of moved from being a defensive-minded team to an offensive-minded team without getting any gain. Here, they've built a football team. I think when we look at what they have here, I mean, it's a different group. And to bring in him and Odunze and the punter and, you know, Omagaji now has been activated, a left tackle. They've got a pass rusher. They just have a lot. They look better than they've been in a long – Keenan Allen coming in. You know, you start adding it up. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Keenan Allen, has he even had any touches here and through the preseason? I mean, like, I'm walking onto the field, Molly, to your point, and I'm getting a bear hug from Big Dog. You know, one of my favorite players to ever play in the NFL, and Mercedes Lewis. And then it's Cole Kmet walking at me, and I'm saying hello to him. And then I'm looking at Keenan Allen, and then I'm waiting for, and DJ Moore walks past me, and then I'm waiting for Rome Odunze to interview him. Like, it's incredible, really, the talent that this guy has. And when I think about, you know, the Bears and their schedule and not having NFC North games until like week 11 against the Packers, I just think they have a lot of time to really polish who they are and figure out like how this young man is going to execute offensively. The defense is really special. It's an exciting time to be a Bears fan if you are a Bears fan.
So, Stacey, you talk about these interviews, and it's obvious to see when you watch them and when you're around the Bears that their locker room is full of high character guys, and that's intentional, and that's by design. Yep. But I wonder, you have the character guys. It seems now they have the talent. A lot of things are in the Bears' favor, so it seems. You're excited like everybody else. When you talk to coaches and players and maybe even executives like Ryan Poles, what are they most concerned about heading into the season, about something that maybe people are expecting to happen that they're worried about most not happening?
I think there are even concerns. I think that it's so wide open as far as like, let's go out on this playground and have some fun. that's how I feel about it all. You mentioned the Cutler era, and the game has changed so drastically when I think back to those days covering the Bears. Everything is tooled now towards the mobile quarterback, right? Like the offensive line. Have a conversation with Ryan Poles, and he would love, as a former O lineman, to go into the weeds about playing the position and what it means now. What it means now is we're going to move this thing, and there's a point to what I'm saying. Like, we're going to move this thing, like, with a wide open approach, a broad scan of the field. You need mobile linemen to move. I was at Hallis Hall for training camp, guys, and I asked Eric Washington, what's the hardest thing to defend in today's game? And he said to me, a mobile quarterback. And then we talked about Caleb, and I will reserve some of the things we talked about with Caleb. But this quarterback has the ability to not only move, but move with a complete scan of the field with precision. He slices the ball through the air like butter, and he reads the thing. Now, you're going to have, again, you're going to have people out there that are going to question, oh, he missed his second read or his third read. I mean, he's, how old is he, guys? What, 22, 3? What is he? I don't know.
22. He'll be 23. Yeah, in November, yeah. I think. Yeah,
he's a rookie. He's going to see things in the NFL that he's never seen before. But once he sees them, he will take a mental note of that, and he'll learn from it. He's that smart. Like, I don't get excited about first overall quarterback picks usually. There are a few that I have. Peyton Manning was one. Andrew Luck, Caleb Williams is one. Like, Patrick Mahomes went way too late, but like, and he got to sit back, and there's going to be the conversation. Do you want your rookie quarterback to play right away, or do you not? Like Jaden Daniels, I think the Commanders just came out and said he's going to play. Dan Quinn said he's going to play right away. He's going to start. That's awesome. I am so in favor of it. I even think Joe Burrow spoke about it. Like, you know, he was thrust into being a starting quarterback in the NFL. It forces you to learn very quickly, and I think Caleb Williams is a very quick learner.
You know, I think that what was exciting about that game, too, is not just the quarterback. You know, like the defense did some good things. And the Bears have played well to open up the season. To see, you know, again, it's preseason, to see a guy like the cornerback, Kyler, finally get on the field. And and to see what he can do and the way they used him. And, I mean, they like the depth of the secondary looks like something special.
I couldn't agree more, Molly. I'm looking at Josh Blackwell returning kicks. Yeah. And Kyler Gordon he attacks the football. Like, it's like he's salivating for the football. The way you can use him, like you want a four-man rush, right? If you're the Bears, that's what they want to do. They want to be able to rush with four, which frees up all of these guys on the back end of their defense. But how cool is that then that you can use a decoy like Kyler Gordon to go up and blitz when you want to, like out of the blue? And, I mean, now I also have to pump the brakes because they played the second team of the Bengals on Saturday. But, like, I totally agree that secondary, if they can, knock on wood, stay healthy, they are so deep and they are so aggressive, and they have completely, you know, people can say what they want about Matt Eberflus, but he really has these guys, he has given them the template to go out and be themselves with structure. And I think that when a coach can do that, you're on to something. And now he's got, like, he doesn't have to worry about what's happening on the offensive side. I think Shane Waldron, I think they're in good hands with him. You know, when you just watch Caleb with some of the play action, bootleg stuff, that really works to his favor. And I think we're going to see a lot of that where he's on the move. And again, like the conversations I've had, he has the, like one conversation I had was, And I didn't really think about this, but until it was spoken to me, his feet change speed based upon the situation. So it may sound simple and stupid, but like he has the ability to, like when I say dance, his foot speed changes to sprint. It changes to, you know, leg. It changes to shuffle, shift, whatever you want. He's that athletic. And then the arm talent, it's like, to me, it's like Patrick Mahomes. Like, Patrick Mahomes can do some things that are just innate. And the change of speed and the body language, and then the ability to throw the ball. Like, I actually brought this up on Saturday to somebody. You know, you get some mobile quarterbacks that can really move, and what do they do with some of them do with the ball? They throw it so hard their receivers can't even contain the ball. Mm-hmm. Caleb doesn't do that. It just floats up there. And, I mean, hopefully I'm not being dramatic here, and we're going to have some doubters out there about what I'm saying and what, you know, the Bears might lose a couple games. It's the NFL. But, like, I just think he's really special, and I think that the defense really matches that to you.
Stacey, you've covered Matt Eberflus since he was at Indianapolis. You've known him a long time. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with the offseason transformation to his image and also things that he has worked on at being better at communicating the message and more clearly. In what ways have you observed him to be maybe, if not a different guy, a different coach? Yeah.
Well, that's all Kelly, guys. That's all Kelly. I mean, Kay Flus is the woman. She is. She's got Flus looking sharp, man. Like, I mean, I love her, by the way. I would, you know, in all seriousness, David, like, I just think that here's what I like most about Matt Eberflus. He, and I've known this about him since his Dallas days, since his Nick Saban, because I've had conversations with him and I've studied him. He was one of my favorite coordinators to ever talk to when I covered a Colts game. He is a teacher. He's always looking to learn and get better. So what Flus is willing to do, and this is what impresses me, he's willing to step outside of his ego and what he knows and extract information from other people. He's always been like that. He does it with his players, actually. He's very involved in, what do you guys like about this? What do you think about this? How can I get better? And I think when you watch Hard Knocks and you watch him sit down with Nick Saban, he's literally trying to learn from Nick Saban. That was not a put on. So I think, to answer the question, David, I think he's been sincerely open to learning and figuring out how to be the best head coach he can for the Chicago Bears. And that's learning from and listening to Ryan Poles, accepting, like, personnel decisions, and listening to his players. And I think that should encourage Bears fans.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know that Bears fans need any more encouragement. I mean, it's just it is. I mean, everybody seems pretty well shot out of a cannon at this point. And it's you know, we're trying to caution that there will be growing pains and that everything isn't going to be seashells and balloons, but you cannot avoid feeling pretty good about everything going on right now.
I've covered this league for 16 years. I've never, in my time covering the Bears, with all due respect to everybody that came before this team, I have never seen a Bears group like this at this stage. I just haven't. And when you talk about culture, you have to have a special one, but you also have to have incredible talent. Like, Ryan Poles put this thing together this offseason, and he's like, we're going for the Super Bowl. I don't care. Like, forget a rebuild. Like, I mean, that's how good I think this team can be. And they've got a bunch of good dudes, man. Like, when you just look at this defense, TJ Edwards is a saint, right? I mean, Tremaine Edmonds is one of my favorite interviews ever in the NFL. When I go to the offensive side, Cole Kmet, if you want to learn something about the Bears, talk to Cole. Like, he's awesome. And then you've got a backfield right now that's flirting with the idea of using Valus Jones at running back. Like, that to me is something that's not being talked about a lot. Now, he's got to figure out how to be a pass protector, because if you get this quarterback, knock on wood, injured because of a running back mistake, you're screwed. And trust me, the Bears staff knows that. But, like, the fact that they're flirting with the idea of using Valus Jones in some packages is exciting. That, to me, just shows you the breadth of talent that they have and the ideas that they have in their offensive rooms.
Stacey, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Great talking football.
Thanks, Stacey.
Can't wait for the season, guys.
Great stuff.
All right. That is Stacey Dales. And we should let